It's a good day. I said it's a good day. Look at somebody and tell them, this is my day. Yeah. Yeah, this is my day, man. Hallelujah. What a wonderful praise, son. I watch y'all. Y'all was getting in on it, weren't you? Amen. 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 Well, lift your hand. Thank God for revelation knowledge. Thank God that you're going to have discernment today. Thank God you're going to have comprehension today. Thank God he's going to give you insight today. Thank God you're going to have perception today. And thank God conception is going to take place. You're going to conceive and be pregnant with the word of God to produce in your life what you needed to produce in Jesus' name. Clap your hand and you may be seated. I receive the seed. Three terms I want you to consider. One I'm going to preach about this morning. The other two, some prophetical things, foresight, things seen ahead of time. Ezekiel, the prophet, used three terms very often. I have to do some more study because this morning I ran up on some. But one of the terms he used, was the word of the Lord came to me saying. Boy, someone the word come to you and say something. And he would often use that term, the word of the Lord came unto me saying, powerful. And so I found out, I don't know how long I'm going to have to stay on this series, but I found that out. I kept reading the word of the Lord came to me saying. Another term he used, thus saith the Lord. I mean the book of Ezekiel. And he would say, thus saith the Lord. The third term I'm going to share with you this morning, I've had some teaching on this, but I really believe we need to deal with it. I want you to turn and don't 37th chapter of Ezekiel. 37th chapter of Ezekiel. There's some things that I want to share with you out there, 37th chapter. Before we read, when the hands of the Lord or the hand of the Lord is upon you, you're in good shape. And usually, I want you to write this down. Usually when the hand of the Lord is upon you, the Spirit of the Lord will lead you. Get those two things down now. The hands of the Lord, when the hand of the Lord is upon you, usually the Spirit of the Lord will lead you. And he sometimes will take you places you can't handle. So you'll have to depend on him. For you need to see the impossible become possible. What I say? Or you're not living yet. You need to see God doing something for you you can't do for yourself. You need to understand that he's a supernatural God. There's no impossibility with him. And you have to have some encounters and some experience with that for to live the good life. Once you see that there's nothing impossible for God, nothing can bring fear in your life. Failure leaves your life. Once you understand that in hard places, God worked better. Most of the little things you're dealing with are Walt Disney. Not only that, you have to grow to the point where you're in a situation and God asks you What you going to do about this? And you got to be wise enough to be able to say to him, I'm not going to do anything because I don't know what to do. Right. Knowing not what to do is a powerful thing in the spirit. What? You heard that? Knowing, anybody dealing with anything here this morning? This today, knowing not what to do in a situation is the most powerful time in your life. Because you totally depend on him, totally rely on him. And a good answer to some situation, we're going to read in the text. I'm just going ahead of you. When it's too hard to explain, you must be able to say, come to the conclusion, Lord, thou knowest. You're going to need this. So let's read in Ezekiel. And I went over it with you, and then the Lord gave you a prophetic word. You know what a prophetic word is? A word that can't be stopped. When God says, thus said the Lord, or when the word of the Lord came to me saying, when I follow that, that's it. So now I want you to see these voices, and we're going to deal with understanding the mystery of the hand of God being on you. Every person on the sound of my voice who is in Christ today, he never took his hand off of you. And now we're going to learn from the Spirit how to yield to that hand. Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 1, it said, the hand of the Lord was upon me. Now notice what happened next. And he carried me out in the Spirit of the Lord. And set me down in the midst of a valley which was full of bone. And to give a description of those bones in verse 2, but I don't want you to just see bone. I want you to see your problem. I want you to see what you're dealing with. You understand what I'm saying? I want you to realize the hand of the Lord is upon you. Now, I'll tell you what it means to have the hand of the Lord upon you in a minute. But the second verse says, and called me to pass by them round about, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. They were very dry. You can use the word helpless. Pass by being able to be helped. You know what I'm saying? It's just a bad, because they were very, you say they were very, isn't that just dry? They were very dry. But I'm saying when the hand of the Lord on you and the Spirit of the Lord is leading you, don't care how dry it is. You have to build your confidence to know God about to do something here. I wish somebody up here dealing with something. I wish somebody in here think they're back against the wall. Listen. When you have a child of God, when the hand of the Lord is upon you and things seem like they're not working, the Lord's about to do something. The Lord's about to take you somewhere that you never thought you could go. See, when you're helpless, you rely on him more. I mean, when you got your scriptures and said your prayer and everything going all right, you know, you kind of lean, but boy, when you got something that you can't handle. Oh, Lord, I pray that every person listening to me hear this right now. Every time it seemed like your case is helpless, it is promotion time. Clap your hand right there. Clap. I'm about to get promoted. Every time it seemed like, Lord, I say seemed like you can't handle it, it's time for promotion. Because if you mess with God's child, he surely will come on the scene. And when he come, he's not going to be playing. Notice verse 3. You got to know how to handle it. When the hand of the Lord is upon you, the Spirit leads you. But God looking for people he can put his hand on that he can take them into dangerous territory. Notice verse 3. Don't be trying to answer something you can't answer. Don't be quoting no scripture to God when you need to shut up. What he said. What is Psalm 41:10? What did it say? Be still and know I'm God. Then in another battle, he says, the battle is not yours. You can't handle this. It's mine. Let God have his battle. God has not given us a spirit of fear, power, love, and a sound mind. So you have to know how to be still sometimes. Sometimes it's not time to pray. Sometimes it's not time to confess. Just be still. Be quiet. Don't be telling God you know what to do when you don't know what to do. Third verse. And he said unto me, son of man, can these bones live? Now, you remember they're very, very dry. Ezekiel gave an anointed answer. Yeah, this is an anointed answer. And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. That is a powerful answer. If you never use it, you've never been in that power. That's a powerful answer because now you have set God up to give you the answer. I see some of y'all didn't come here to pray with me this morning. Now listen. Again, he said unto me, prophesy unto these bones and say unto them, O ye dry bone. What did he say to them? Hear what? He said, so I prophesied. The hand of God. What is the hand of God worth? Anybody know? What is in the hand of God? Is there any power? There's any deliverance? Is there any victory? Any miracles? Any signs? Any wonders? What's in the hand of God? And then the third thing is, how do we secure the hand of God? Turn to Deuteronomy 28, chapter 28. And I want to show you something about the hand of God that the Holy Ghost showed me. I'm going to go to another text, then I'm going to come back. Turn to Deuteronomy 28, then put your finger there and turn to John 10. I'm going to read something to you out of John 10. About the hand of God. Amen.
Amen.
John, Gospel, chapter 10. We'll go back to Ezekiel in a few moments. We're dealing with, it's a mystery. When the hand of God is upon you and you know it, nothing can tie you down. Notice in John's Gospel, chapter 10, verse 27. He said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them. You with me?
Yes,
and they follow me.
Yes,
that's a good verse, isn't it?
Yes,
but then he goes on and say in the 28th verse, and I give unto them what? Abundant life, all of that in there. And they shall what?
Never
perish. Now hear what I want you to see. No matter what you're going through, no matter who messing with you, no matter what it looked like, neither shall any man, any demon, any problem, any situation, any circumstance, pluck them out of my hand. Wave your hand at the Lord. Can't pluck you out. Whatever you're dealing with, it can't pluck you out. You're still in the hand of God. Nothing powerful enough. Look at the next verse. My Father, what's gave them me is greater than all. And no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. So you see that at relays, because back at Ezekiel now. Ezekiel telling us the hand of the Lord on us, but here Jesus told us nobody wants the Lord's hand get on you. It's on you. So I don't know where you're at in life, what you're bobbing and dealing with, but the hand of the Lord is still on you. How powerful is God's hand? Everybody under the sound of my voice, come out of all bondage. Anything that's been hindering your life today, thus saith the Lord, every bondage will be broken and you go free today. How many received that? I don't care what it is, who it is, when it is, why it is. Today is a day to be free from all type of bondage. Can I get a loud amen? Amen. You got to believe the word of God. You got to believe the man of God. You got to believe the spirit of God. Look what we're about to look at. Look in Deuteronomy 28 and 6. Man. Y'all better help me in here today. Blessed should I be when thou cometh in. Blessed should I be when thou goest out. The verse I got here, Leroy, I need you to look for something for me. The verse I got to get this verse out. There's a verse, and I don't have it. And the Lord brought us forth out of Egypt with a mighty hand. I need to know where that verse is. And with an outstretched arm and with great turbulence and with signs and with wonders. Now, is that Exodus or what? Where is that? Who knows where is that? Find that. Y'all got them things, y'all can look it up. And the Lord brought us forth out of Egypt with a mighty hand. Because I think I got the wrong scripture here. And with outstretched arm. Deuteronomy 26:8. I see. All right, 26:8. Turn now. 26:8. All right, 28:6. Because we need to see this verse. Because we're establishing the fact. How strong the hand of the Lord want to be on you. How nothing can stop you, and everything that is hindering you will become a promotion today. Everything hindering you. Now look, notice here in 26:8. And the Lord brought us forth out of Egypt with what? Underline mighty hand. Other words, the Lord hand on you is a mighty hand. Tell somebody that. The Lord hand on me is a mighty hand, which can bring me out of any situation. Or I'll say it this way. The mighty hand of the Lord is upon me. You don't want to mess with me. I love this verse. I felt, oh my goodness. And the Lord brought us forth out of Egypt with a mighty hand and with an outstretched arm and with great turbulence. With signs and wonders. Listen, children, look at the eighth verse. And the Lord God brought us forth out of Egypt with a mighty hand. A mighty hand, say mighty hand. With an outstretched arm, say outstretched arm. And with what? Great turbulence. Not just turbulence, great turbulence. It's trouble to put your hand on the child of God. Oh my goodness. Whatever you dealing with, whoever you dealing with, they are in terrible trouble this morning. Shouldn't have never let you got here this morning and recognize the hand of the Lord is on me. And then when you mess point with the hand of the Lord, you get in trouble. I receive something. That's $512. Turbulence. Gun del emotion. May I prophesy?
Yes, sir.
Whatever you're dealing with or whatever you desire, the Lord is about to work a sign in your life. You're going to be aware, everybody around you going to be aware that you weren't able to do that yourself. It's going to be so much of a sign they're going to know God's hand is on you. Somebody shout in here. Get ready for God to do something for you what you couldn't do for yourself. Today is your day to stop limiting God. You have an unlimited hand on you to take you to unlimited places. Religion can't ride in the same car with revelation. Everybody's life in here become unlimited today. When the mighty hand of God's upon you, your life become an unlimited life that no stop sign can stop you. Whoa. Let me prophesy. God is about to work a wonder in your life. You will never live another regular day in your life. Said that you won't write this. Sit down, you won't write this. Write this down. The hand of God is the hand of rescue. You just read it. He brought him out with a mighty hand, right? God will use whatever it takes to get you out. But you're coming out. Yeah, when the Lord got his hand on you, you know you it may look like you're not going to make it, but the Lord's hand is the hand of rescue. Today, from any bondage, any captivity of hell, any siege of the wicked, the hand of God is bringing you out. Let me talk to you again. Today, from any bondage, any captivity of hell, any seed of the wicked, the hand of God is bringing you out. Can I hear you? Can I hear you? And I want you to know this. We're not just talking about captivity of man, but captivity by demon spirit. When the hand of the Lord on you, demon don't make no sense. What you worried about? See, that's why the Lord wants you to be here today. He wants you to know, I got my hand on you. And I'm a present help in a time of trouble. That's what he said in his word, didn't he? Yeah, he said it. Exodus. Exodus. I receive your seed. $150. I tell y'all because I want y'all to know. I've been doing that for years. A preacher, I've talked to my preacher, scared to tell you everything paid for. People ain't gonna give no more. I'm gonna tell you right now, everything you're paid for, everything I own paid for, I'm gonna tell you right now, everything paid for. I want you to know it right now. My jet paid for, everything, my house, everything paid for. I ain't hiding nothing. God been good to me, and I want you to see that God want to do the same thing for you, and if somebody don't go there, how we going to know? Be hiding God's stuff. God is a good God. All the land, 600 acres of land paid for. This building, that building, everything paid for. Let the Lord be magnified. He did it. And what's good about you, a part of it. I believe you better get up and stomp and turn around. Turn around. It's time for everything to be paid for in your life. It's time for all your stuff to be paid for. Hey, hallelujah. His hand on you. Now remember, sit down, write this. You have to remember, because I want to emphasize, I want you to highlight it. God's hand is the hand of rescue. Next time you need to be rescued, or if you're dealing with something now, know that the hand of rescue is on you, and he knows what to do, and he has the power, and nobody can stop it. How many of y'all glad about that? All right. Every child of God has the hand of rescue on you. That's a word there, boy. And when you're dealing with your deepest moments, you just got to say it. Lord, the hand of rescue on me. I'm getting up out of here. I don't care how much pressure come. God's going to do a sign, a wonder, and a miracle, and get me out of here. That's the way God people got to think. Talk. Walk. The hand, say, tell somebody, the hand of rest, God rescues on me. Exodus 12, 12. They don't want to let you go. They won't let you go. They don't want to take their hand off you. They don't know you belong to me. They wouldn't take your word for it. For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods, demons of Egypt, I will execute judgment. I'm the Lord. That's who hand on you. You told them my word, but they didn't pay you no attention. So now I got to come myself. Because I go anywhere somebody send my word. Got that? See, my word, I'm going to see to my word coming to pass. If you speak my word by faith, it's over. I'm going through that tonight. They don't want to let you go. I'm going through that. I'll smite all the firstborn, both man and beast, and I'm going to take care of the demons too. That's in that voice. I'm going to take care of man, beast, and demon. Man, beast, and demon. When I come, man don't mean nothing, beast don't mean nothing, demon don't mean nothing. When I come to get you, you gone, baby. There ain't no power. Come on now. Look at that voice. You take care of man, beast, and demon. That word God mean them demon. See, most oppression that is in the world today is oppression of the devil. Families under siege think that is someone fighting them. But it's the gate of hell trying to shut up their glory destiny. But the hand of God, woo, you hear me, man, men and women, is the hand of rescue. What I say? No matter what you're going through, God can bring you out. Somebody need a dap for that. Dap somebody. No matter, tell them, no matter what you're going through, God can bring you out. You better know it. It make you feel good. That feel good, don't it? Don't that feel good? That's the truth. Second King. What I say? Not First King, Second King. Chapter 3. I'll make a statement now. I'm going to give you something else the hand of the Lord is. I love it. The hand of God is our access into the realm of mysteries. The hand of God is our access into the realm of mystery. Now, you know what he said about mysteries, right? Before we go there, I want you to go back to Matthew 13 and look at verse 11 and 12. Yeah, we need to look at that. Yeah, something happened when you go to functioning in mystery. When you go to functioning things that the average man don't know. They're actually going to think you're stealing because you're going to live so good. I was walking my two dogs. One of my dogs named Bentley, the other one named Rose. Bentley and Rose, Rolls Royce and Bentley. The girl named Rose. They're European shepherds, they're black, and they're protection dog. But I walk them, I told Montreal, it must be got something I could walk both of these dogs at the same time. It must be got a leash that you can put and hook on both of them and let them walk side by side. And I'm walking through my subdivision, lady stopped and said, what kind of dog is this? I said, sit down, Rose. Sit down, Bentley. She said, what? I said, lay down, Bentley. Lay down, Rose. One man walking down the road said, man, how you train them dogs? I said, these not mutts. He's a sign and a wonder. Everybody else dog just dragging them, tired. Just dog dragging the woman all in the ditch. All you need is some. Take them to somebody who can train them. I'm still with my text, Matthew 13, 11. I'm still preaching Matthew 13, 11. He has said to them, because it is given to you to what? Of the kingdom of heaven. But to them it's not given. Now watch the next verse. Watch it. You ready for this? Watch the next verse. What mystery called? For whosoever has, to him shall be given. And he shall have. Talking about the mystery. Don't get mad at me because I got the mystery. I'm trying to teach it to you. We don't live only by what we know. We live by what we don't know, what God revealed to us that the average person will never see. Your life's supposed to be a mystery. You're supposed to keep your neighbor scratching their head. What kind of life is this? Go back. Oh, my goodness. The hand of God is our access into the realm of mystery. Now, what that mean, though? What they just read the voices. What happened to you when you're in the realm of mystery? You get in the realm of mystery. You go places you don't know you can go yourself. You do things you don't know you can do yourself. Because the hand of the Lord is upon you. No more dry bones in your life. Prophesy to them dry bones. Tell the wind blow on those dry bones. They'll come alive as a great army. No more dry situation in your life. What y'all come here for? I said, what y'all come here for? What are y'all doing up in here? What you come to hear the word? Well, act like it is. This ain't no Sunday school stuff here. May God open three mysteries to you today. Once you see a mystery, baby, it's over. See, this powerful stuff he was talking about, the mystery of God, and God pull back the curtain and let you see behind the curtain what to do, what not to do, when to do it. Two things. I said, the hand of the Lord is the hand of rescue. We're on the second one. I got about three or four more. The hand of God is our access into the realm of mystery. In other words, God escorts us into mystery. God escorts us in seeing things we couldn't see normally. You follow me? All right, let's read this. In Exodus, in 2 Kings 3:15, he said, now bring me a minstrel. That's a music instrument. And it came to pass when the minstrel played. the hand of the Lord came upon him. Here's a mystery. Here's a mystery. 16 verse. After the hand of the Lord come to him, watch this. Will you watch this? Will you get your answer from this? Watch. The 16th verse. And he said, thus said the Lord, make this valley full of ditches. You got that? What did he say? Make the valley full of what?
Ditches.
Now look at the 17th verse. For thus said the Lord, you shall not see wind, neither shall you see rain, yet that valley shall be filled with water, that you may drink both ye and your cattle and your beasts. God said, I don't need rain for water. Just dig the doggone ditch. Let me fill it for you. See? You see this? Did you see that? Did you see what happened to those voices? It wasn't raining, the wind wasn't blowing. God said, look, all you do is do what I tell you to do. Dig the ditch. It's not your job to fill a ditch. I want you to dig the ditch. Dig the ditches. Oh, Lord, he said ditches. Actually, let me see, can I receive some? Actually, that's $58. Actually, he said, dig the ditches. Yes, God loved to do something for you out of the ordinary. God is a shocking God. He will shock you with blessings. Get ready for some shocking blessing. Dig the ditches. Tell the Lord. Tell the Lord something out of the ordinary you want. And dig the doggone ditch. And watch God fill it up. That's all I've been doing, digging ditches. Some religious person not gonna like this. I dug a ditch and a Rolls Royce showed up. I dug a ditch the other day and a Maserati showed up. All you gotta do is dig the doggone ditch, meditate, praise him, study his word. You digging a ditch. You digging a ditch. Oh, you had to dig the ditch? Yes. Dishes. Yes. Oh, dig two dishes and quit. I don't know if you've seen this voice. The hand, I've seen this many times. The hand of the Lord, hand of God is our access into the realm of mysteries. And then they played in the 15th verse, and the spirit and the hand of the Lord came upon him. And when you got the hand of the Lord, when it's time, you're ready to dig ditches. And he said, thus said the Lord, make this valley full of ditches. Oh, whoa, 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 whoa. Full of ditches. Dig as many ditches as you want. Because I got enough water to fill them all. How many seeing this now? I don't want to go no further unless you're seeing this. Dig the ditches. What Mark 11:22 says? dig the ditches. See, that's what he's telling him. He'll start all, he said, for my next car. Dig the ditches mean have faith in God. Have faith in me. My hand is on you. I can't show you a mystery unless you dig the ditch. Are you going to trust me? Or do you have to see everything before it happens? Do you understand what he means, dig the ditches?
Yes,
that don't mean you to go in your backyard and dig no ditch. That means what you're dealing with in life, you can say is done. When you say, I believe, I receive, you just dug a ditch. Look at Mark 11, 24. Therefore, I say to you, what things serve you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you should have them. You just dug a ditch. Mark 11, 23. Very, very, I say to you, whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast in the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things which you say shall come to pass, you just dug a ditch. Call the thing that be not as though they were. You just dug a ditch. All things work together for good for them that love God, those who are called according to his purpose. You just, Romans 8:28, you just dug a ditch. You dig ditches with scriptures. You dig ditches with the sword of the Spirit. I see no dry ditches in your life. Every scripture you stood on, I see full of whatever you're standing for. Do you hear me? I just received here on this platform that you dig ditches with the word of God. Just receive it. It ain't on my note. The Holy Ghost just said, you dig ditches with my word. Take the sword of the Spirit and dig the ditch, and I'm obligated because of Isaiah 55, 11. Look at it quickly, quickly. I'm obligated. Isaiah 55, 11. Look at it quickly. If you dig a ditch with the word of God, you dig a ditch with the sword of the Spirit, I'm obligated. And when you're digging, be fully persuaded that what he has promised, he's also able to perform. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. The mysteries of the kingdom are stronger than the strongest gods in the world. I know there's a scripture that would dance with this. In Luke 11. We got a scripture. Oh, my God. I got 11 minutes. You got a scripture you can dance off of this. Luke 11. I'll be on my dance right now. Hallelujah. Janet, I'm preaching myself happy. Hallelujah. I'm going to dig so many ditches. I'm telling you, you better not follow me. You might go into one. I'm going to dig ditches, boy. I'm going to take this word of God. I know what's going on. And if I dig it, God's going to fill it. Don't ever get upset with prosperity. When you see somebody prospering, say, Lord, give them more. Hallelujah. Don't ever get upset when you see somebody. Luke 11 and 20. The mysteries of the kingdom are stronger than the strongest God in the world. The mysteries position you above principalities and power. Luke 11, 20. But if I with the finger of God cast out devils, no doubt, the kingdom of God is coming to you. When a strong man armed keepeth his palace, is good or in peace. But every child of God is the stronger man. But when a stronger than he shall come upon him, not just come upon him, and overcome him, not just overcome him, taketh from him all his armor, wherein he trusted, and take his spoil too. Where is that, saints? Matthew 11, 12, or Matthew 12, 11, what out of two? Where is it? Look, y'all, look with me. Just school you. The kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. Something you don't supposed to ask for. You authorize by Almighty God. Take it. Because they belong to you. God says, mine, I take it. Take it by force. That's 11, 12. You got it? The kingdom of heaven. I'm going to teach you something, man teaching me about violent faith. You can't have the little pussyfoot faith. You got to have violent faith. You got to say, the word said it. God dug it. I'm here to get it. Take it by force. Receive this, if you will. Your broke days are over. Your limited day. Come on, children. I prophesy here, the man of God, your limited days are over. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor sit in the seat of the scornful, nor standeth in the way of sinners. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in that law doth he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree. Look at him. Look how he's going to be now. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, bring forth his fruit in the season. His leaves shall not wither. Look what he said. And whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. That's you. Say, that's me.
The mistress,
position you above principalities and power. Look at Luke 10:19. Behold, I give you power. I give you authority to tread upon serpent and scorpion. The power of the enemy will do you no harm. You see that? Or if you ain't got it yet, I'm going somewhere else. Luke 21:15. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries, all of them, should not be able to gainsay, nor resist. That's powerful, isn't it? I got to close, children. We'll take up next Sunday. Let me read this to you in my closing. To know it's proper to have a pastor. It's profitable to have an apostle. It's profitable. I'm going to show you why in my closing. It's profitable. Ephesians chapter 3. The mistress positioned you above principality and power. Now, you guess how many people heard what you heard this morning? You're in another position. Oh, you wasn't listening. My God, the hand of rescue on me. the hand of access into the mysteries on me. And she accessed the mysteries. There are some has to be apostolic. There are some has to be prophetic. Or you'll never get them. I'm going to prove it to you in the scripture right here. I don't care what you did. There's some mysteries you're not going to get to. I know the Lord. Yeah, you know the Lord. But you got to know how the Lord operates too. All right, look at verse 1. I'm going to just read. Ephesians 3:1. For this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ for you Gentile, if you have heard of the dispensation of what? Which is given to me, to you what? How that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in few words. Now, you're going to get stronger. Whereby when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as is now revealed. If an apostle put it in there, an apostle got to dig it out. Revealed unto his holy apostle and prophet by the Spirit. Now, one flaw here, and I hope I don't lose you here. We as pastors have tried to pastor without apostles. Therefore, the church was void of some mystery. Now, I don't know how long I've been walking in this apostolic office, because I get out the box, me. See? But God's people need the whole fivefold to unfold. You unfolding up in here. Do you know you're unfolding? What you're unfolding? Your wings. Not the flap. Anybody could be a red bird. Not the flap. You're unfolding your wings to soar like the eagle. It's time to go higher. Let me finish. I got to hurry and finish reading. Watch verse 5. Watching the other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it now revealed to his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles shall be fellow heirs in the same body and partake of his promise in Christ by the gospel, whereof I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of his power. Verse 8, unto me who am less than the least of all saints is this grace given, O Lord, that I should preach among the Gentiles. What? What did he preach? Unsearchable riches of Christ. And to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery. We've been fellowshipping in mystery this morning. Which from the beginning of the world had been hid in God who created all things by Jesus Christ. Now notice verse 10. To the intent. That now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. The mystery of the supremacy of the saints. The saints are the most supreme beings walking on earth. It is the mystery of the kingdom that puts you above principalities and powers and make you rulers of this wicked world. Lift your hand and praise God. I'm closing. Write this down quickly. I'm over time, but write this down. No demonic force can stand in my way. From this day forward, Because I'm operating in the mystery, no demonic force can stand in my way. The second thing I want you to write down, the mystery of the gospel is higher than the highest cult in the world. Write this down. Mystery is not a myth. It is a divine secret. Divine is anything about what you are. And this last one we'll take up next Sunday. It is the mystery that confirms mastery. You're not going to master life without mystery. And you're not going to get a full mystery without an apostle speaking in your life. Y'all don't want amen. Y'all don't like that. Y'all don't like that. You say, I can go to the Bible and get it. No, God got a divine order. Everybody not hearing what you're hearing this morning. I want you to know it right now. You go on down the street and stop and talk to somebody and ask them something about a mystery. I don't care how pretty the church is. You're growing in the apostolic anointing. You understand what I'm saying? I want you to take these notes and pay attention to what God has said to you today. I want you to use it in your life. Don't just come here and go back home and come here and go back home. I need to see you growing and developing. Get up here and sing something. Sing something. Sing something. You need to hear something. Y'all jump around a little bit. Get happy. Skip. Jump rope. Do something. My God. God has revealed a mystery to you. His hand is your rescue. Nobody here going to leave here down. You're going to leave here up.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Yeah, here's some prophetic word that God gave me when I was studying here. The hand of the Lord is on me. The hand of the Lord is with me. The hand of the Lord is for me. There's no hand stronger than the Lord's hand. There's no one who can pluck me out of his hand. Therefore, no matter what happened or what comes, I'm secured in his hand. He has my whole life in his hand. No matter what things look like, when the hand of the Lord moves, it must work out to my favor. The hand of God, the Spirit of God, and the Word of God are a divine power that is one and cannot be defeated. From this day forward, I will always remember that I am in the hand of the Lord. Give him praise. 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 That's prophetically. The Lord came to me. And I wrote that down. I said, I better give them that. I don't hold nothing back from you. You'll be able to get it off the, what, MP3? MP3, and what, but you need to hear it over and over again and need to get you a copy and have it. And every time things look like they're not going to go right, He said, the hand of the Lord on me. Got it?
Yes, sir.
All right, son, come on. Tell somebody, the hand of the Lord on me. And no problem can pluck me out of the Lord's hand. Whoa. No matter what come up, no matter who turn against me, they can't pluck me out. Lift your hand up, lock in, lock in. Imagine right now that you're putting both of your hands in God's hand. And let him hold it a while. Imagine right now that the Lord is operating on every situation in your life. Divine surgery is taking place right now. And whatever is not for your good right now, the Lord, your hand in his hand, the Lord is moving mightily on your behalf. Today is your day. Today is my day. Today is my day. Everything that irritated me and holding me back, I'm walking out today. Fresh, holding the Lord's hand. The Lord holding my hand. I'm in the hand of the Lord. Go ahead, my trail. My God in heaven. My God in heaven. My God in heaven. Ooh, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. There's power. There's power in the hand.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
Whoa.
There is power.